Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Julie Kaylee, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California. And you can find us online at www.mercedhomesrealty.com. And we're located at 920 West 18th Street in Merced. And the zip code is 95340. And my name is Julie Kaylee. I will be your host today. And I am a California licensed real estate broker. License number is 01412616. I want to thank you for joining me today. Today's topic is the top 10 things you need to know about HUD homes. And I really appreciate everybody listening in, whether you're listening in live or you're going back and listening to this through the recording on our iTunes or on our website or through some other means. Again, I really appreciate it. And we are towards the tail end of October 2016, so I hope everybody has had a great year so far. It's been a couple of months since we've had a podcast because we've been doing some other outreach events here in the Valley. So I just wanted to get back in touch with everybody with a podcast that you can listen to live and that you could come back and play at your convenience. And again, our topic today is top 10 things you need to know about HUD homes. And this is intended for anybody who is looking to purchase a home in the Central Valley or the Merced area, as well as any agents who might be looking to work with those buyers to purchase a HUD home. So the first thing that I always like to discuss whenever I do any type of educational training regarding HUD homes is to first go over what exactly a HUD home is. This is by far the biggest question that we get in our marketplace. People call or they see the HUD writer on our for sale signs or they see the tagline HUD home on the MLS or on one of our descriptions on one of the different real estate websites, and they're just curious as to what a HUD home is. Well, a HUD home is a property that had a former FHA mortgage on it that went into default, and the lender takes the property back and then redeems the property to HUD through the insurance policy, and the title gets transferred over to HUD. It can be a single-family home, a condominium, a 1-to-4-unit property, and sometimes we get manufactured homes as well. So anything that would originally have qualified for an FHA loan could have the possibility of becoming a HUD home. So that's the number one thing that you need to know is what is a HUD home. The second thing that you need to know is where you can find HUD homes. HUD has a great website that they put together that houses all of their inventory. And that website is www.hudhomestore.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's HUDHOMESTORE.com. That's HUDHOMESTORE.com. So HUD Home Store has all the properties from our local marketplace as well as the entire United States. And the great thing about HUD Home Store is that it's very user-friendly. So you can go on there and search by address. You can search by street. You can search by county if you would like. You can search in our local area, or you could search in any other state in the United States or territory, and you can find a list of all of the HUD homes. And within that list, you'll find pictures, prices, addendums, disclosures, maps, contact information, all kinds of good stuff that you would want to know about that specific property. Now, of course, in my area, all of my HUD homes are also listed on the local MLS, and I work predominantly in the Merced and Mariposa County areas with HUD. So in our area, that's called the CRMLS, and part of our area is also covered by the MetroList MLS. So all of our listings are local, listed in the local MLS as well, which means you can find them on Realtor.com and Zillow and Trulia. And we also keep a list on our website as well, which, again, is MercedHomesRealty.com. So that's how you can find a HUD home. And if you're out driving neighborhoods and you see a for sale sign all of our HUD homes will have a rider on it, so a smaller sign hanging underneath the for sale sign that says HUD home in large letters on it so that it's easily identifiable. And we also place a window sign in the window as well. So they should be pretty easy to spot if you're out in the neighborhood. The number three thing that you need to know regarding HUD homes is who can buy a HUD home. Well, the good news is that anybody can buy a HUD home that can qualify for a mortgage or can pay cash for a property. The only exclusions are for people who HUD has deemed a conflict of interest, and those would be people such as myself, a local listing broker, or my immediate family, or anybody who works with me in my immediate family, as well as some people who work at HUD in specific divisions or branches of HUD and their immediate family. So HUD would consider those a conflict of interest. And then HUD also classifies their buyers into a couple of different types. There's four main types of buyers. One is owner-occupant. Two is investor. Three is nonprofit. And four is government entity. We deal mainly with the first two, owner-occupant and investor. That's the number three thing that you need to know. Number four is that HUD homes are sold in as-is condition. Okay, that's really important to know because there is no request for repairs like we would typically see on a regular residential real estate transaction between a regular seller and a regular buyer. Typically, you would get your inspections, and then you would go in and go through them and ask the seller to make any repairs or clarify anything that you're concerned with. Well, on HUD homes, it works differently because all of their homes are sold as is, and HUD does not make any repairs to the properties at all. Okay, so sold as is with no repairs. HUD also does not allow the buyer to come in and make any repairs to the property prior to close of escrow. So again, all HUD homes are sold in as-is condition. The next thing that you need to know, which is a great feature of HUD homes, is that HUD homes are geared for FHA financing. The majority of HUD homes that we sell are approved for FHA financing. So FHA is a type of loan that is issued to owner-occupants. There are a couple different types of FHA loans, but most HUD homes are geared to go with FHA financing. That means a lower down payment for the borrower. In our area, FHA loans require a 3.5% down payment, so that is a lower down payment than some of the conventional loans that are out there. And HUD homes have a special feature with a traditional FHA loan called an escrow holdback, whereas anything that gets identified in the FHA appraisal that the buyer has done can be set up as an escrow holdback to be paid by the buyer. The funds are held in escrow. The property closes without those repairs being done, and then the buyer hires a contractor of their choice to make those repairs. The appraiser comes back to reinspect, and then those funds are released directly to the appraiser from those holdback amounts. So this is something that is unique to HUD homes. So again, most properties are geared to go FHA financing. Another thing to know about HUD homes that is very important is that the offers are submitted online. All the offers for HUD homes get submitted directly online by a licensed real estate agent or broker through the HUD Home Store portal. So that same website that we were talking about earlier that has all the inventory of HUD homes is also where brokers and agents log on to actually submit their clients' offers. So as a realtor or real estate agent or real estate broker, we go to HUDHomestore.com. We can log into our account, and then we would input your information, the buyer's information, including their name, address, Social Security number, purchase price, and any closing costs, and then the financing type. And then we would submit that bid to the seller electronically. And one great advantage of that to a buyer and to realtors is you know that your offer was submitted. You get a confirmation as soon as the agent clicks the submit button and confirms it. A confirmation pops up with a confirmation number that they could actually print and keep for the file and send to the buyer to know that the offer was submitted. Another advantage of that is that it is a confidential sealed bid. So nobody out there knows besides the seller how many bids there are, what those bids look like, what the amount of the bids are, what any of the specific terms of the bids are. So HUD believes that it provides a very fair platform for people entering their bids. So there's no funny business or shady things going on with those offers. They're submitted directly to HUD, and myself included, even if it's one of my listings, I have no idea how many offers are in the system, if there are any offers in the system, and what those offers look like. Okay, so all offers are submitted online at www.hudhomestore.com. The next thing that you need to know, going right along with the offers, is that HUD requires original signatures on their contracts, meaning that they do not accept fax, they do not accept DocuSign, they do not accept scanned and sent in signatures. They require a live, wet signature, meaning that you as a buyer, if your offer gets accepted, you're going to be meeting with your real estate agent in person and signing the old-fashioned way with a blue pen those contracts, okay? Then the agent has to overnight those contracts down to BOB Resources if the property's in California in order for them to execute them. So they do require original signatures, which means that the buyer needs to make themselves available to sign those within a very timely manner because we have a short turnaround time in order to get those contracts back to the seller for execution. The next thing you need to know is HUD's low EMD policy. So low EMD, and EMD means earnest money deposit, and HUD requires the EMD to be one of two amounts, the first amount being $500 and the second amount being $1,000. If the property is priced $50,000 or below, then the EMD is $500. If the price is above $50,000, then the EMD is $1,000. So that is pretty low compared to traditional sales and other REO sales that require 1, 2, 3, or 5, or 10% earnest money deposit. So that's a great advantage to the buyer as well. The next thing that I want to share with you is HUD's inspection period. HUD allows a 15-day inspection period for owner-occupant buyers. The 15-day inspection period works similar to the traditional inspection period on a regular real estate transaction, except for it differs by the amount of days. Typically, on a California residential contract, you have 17 days to do inspection. HUD allows 15 days for an owner-occupant buyer. And within that time frame, the buyer can activate the utilities and order any and all inspections that they would like for that particular property that they're purchasing. We would not expect a buyer to do inspections prior to receiving the executed contract. The time frame starts when we receive the executed contract. 15-day window starts ticking. So the buyer can order any inspections that they would like, a pest inspection, a home inspection, a roof inspection, a chimney inspection, any other thing that they're concerned with. And all those inspections will be at the buyer's cost. Important to know as well. If that owner-occupant buyer finds something within that 15-day inspection period that they're not happy with, remember HUD does not do any repairs. They are welcome to cancel within that 15-day period and provide that inspection report and the reason why to HUD, and they should receive their earnest money deposit back. Now, if you're an investor buyer, you still get the 15-day inspection period. However, it is not a contingency for the contract. So HUD does reserve the right to keep an investor's EMD if they go into contract and it does not close. That's handled on a case-by-case basis. So it's important to know that you have a 15-day inspection period on HUD homes. And the last item that I wanted to share with you, the number 10 thing of the top 10 things that you need to know about HUD homes, is mainly for the real estate agents and brokers listening, and that is called the NAID registration to bid. As I was mentioning before, all the bids go directly onto HUDHomestore.com, and they're inputted by the real estate broker or real estate agent. A buyer cannot go on there directly and input their own bid. It has to go through a real estate agent and a real estate broker who has an NAID number. So an NAID number is issued by HUD to the real estate brokerage, and it's a fairly simple process. The real estate broker or managing broker just needs to go in and fill out some paperwork and send it in to HUD, and then they will issue a name and address identification number, that's what it stands for, NAID number, to the broker, and then the broker and all of his or her sales agents can then go in and register on HUDHomestore.com and start submitting bids. So that is how the NAID process works. Now, another important thing is that has to be renewed on an annual basis. So real estate brokers need to go in every year and renew that NAID number, which means filling out a form and mailing off some paperwork. Very, very simple process, takes about 10 minutes. It has to be done on an annual basis so that HUD is sure that it has your most current information, and then they'll issue you a new expiration date for your NAID number. Okay, and remember, you have to have that NAID number as a brokerage in order to make a bid on a HUD home. All right, those are the top 10 things that I wanted to share with you about HUD homes. So number one, we talked about what is a HUD home. Number two, we talked about where to find HUD homes. Number three, we discussed who can buy a HUD home. Number four, we talked about HUD homes being sold in as-is condition. Number five, HUD homes are geared for FHA financing. Number six, all the bids are submitted online. Number seven, HUD requires original signatures. Number eight, HUD accepts a low EMD. Number nine, there's a 15-day inspection period on HUD homes. And number 10, all brokerages, in order to bid on HUD homes, need to have NAID registration and renew it annually. So thank you for joining me today. I hope you found this information helpful. And again, my name is Julie Cayley, and you can reach me at 209-385-1200. You can find me online at www.mercedhomesrealty.com. Thank you. I hope everybody has a great day.